Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. This is going to be exciting for me because guess who is on the phone with us? The manager of Power 96 radio station, KQPR in Albert Lea. We want to welcome Reggie Bauer. How are you?
I'm good, Mo. How are you?
I am great, and I couldn't be happier that you're calling in today. So, Reggie, of course, a lot of people know you from your time here at KDWA, and a lot of people know you also from just your many, many talents. But first of all, tell people your background. You're from Hastings.
I am from Hastings. Yeah, born there for the most part, raised there. Family from there. Dad knows a lot of people around there, but I got started with KDWA back in like 2011, I think it was. It was between my 8th and 9th grade. Well, I guess I started it towards the end of my 8th grade year there, thanks in part to Mrs. Gleick over at C's.
So she knew that you really had an affinity for radio?
So what happened was back in 8th grade, we had this career week thing at C's. And so some of my different classmates would bring in either, you know, parents or grandparents or uncles or different relatives that had particularly interesting career. And, of course, Cassandra and I were in the same grade, so she brought Dan in, and he talked to the class for a while, and I was like, this is awesome. I want to get into this. And so after he spoke, I remember kind of ducking out into the hallway without even asking Mrs. Gleick and catching Dan and being like, hey, is there anything I could, you know, help out with down there? I'm really interested in this. And he was like, oh, come on down to the station on so-and-so date. And that's what happened. And I started helping out with, like, the shopping show there.
You know what? So, Reggie, now that you are not in eighth grade anymore, let's talk about really what that means. I mean, can you believe how kind that was and just how Dan really saw talent in you and gave you a shot? I bet those are qualities that you're using now as the general manager.
You know, it really does kind of blow me away how that happening so long ago kind of propelled me onto where I am today. I mean, just in my time at KDWA, I learned so many things about radio coming up as just, you know, when I walked into those doors, I was this shy 14-year-old that didn't really like to talk to anybody. And, you know, I flipped the scales completely into somebody that, you know, kind of more outgoing and, you know, talking to a lot of people on the radio.
And so from there, you had your own show on KDWA for quite a while.
I did. I actually clocked in even 200 episodes.
What?
I played all sorts of my, you know, youngin' electronic music, and Dan's basic stipulation was as long as it's FCC legal, you can play it. So I took that and ran with it.
That's still his stipulation around here.
Yeah, I suppose.
So from there, you graduated from high school, and I've known you a long time. You've always been an old soul. Where did you go after that, Reggie? During high school, even, you were working on some things.
Yeah, even during high school, I was taking, I believe it was one class a week, and then eventually I went full-time to a college called Minneapolis Media Institute. They very recently closed down, I think maybe a year or so, year or two ago. But the building that it's in was in used to be the old Flight Time Studios, and that was used by the likes of, I think Prince was involved with it, Janet Jackson, Paula Abdul. So they took, it was a poppin' recording studio back in the 80s, and then they converted it into a college when I got around there and just learned so many different things from audio engineering to music production and that type of thing. And that was the entirety of, well, the remainder of 2015 and then all of 2016 for me.
And then you came back to KDWA and worked in the news department as well.
That was still during high school, actually. That was my, I think it was like October of 2014 in my senior year. I had expressed a little bit of interest to Dan in getting more hours. So he said, hey, try out the news department here. So I did that and actually worked there for about a year. And then I ultimately had to leave so I could focus on college full time. But yeah.
So Reggie, tell us then, from there you got a job with, was it iHeartRadio?
Yep. So It was iHeartRadio down in Des Moines.
And for people that don't know the significance of iHeart, that is a huge conglomeration, right?
They are probably the biggest radio company in the United States. They own like 800-plus radio stations throughout the country. And this particular cluster that I worked at was down in Des Moines. I reached out to them, I want to say November of 2016, October, November, applied for a part-time position they had there. And then they called back and offered me the job 4 days before I turned 20.
Oh, wow.
Which it was another thing that was kind of mind-blowing to me. But I still had 3 weeks of college left when they offered me the job. So they were like, how soon can you get down here? And I was like, can I please just finish college and then I'll be right there. So that was what happened. I finished college and then I moved down to Des Moines that weekend and then I started up the following Monday.
And what were your duties, Reggie?
I was primarily hired there to run the board. It kind of ran itself because it was automated. Running the board and making sure nothing went wrong for the syndicated morning show they got out of New York. The specific station was 107.5 KISS FM. It was basically the top 40 station in Des Moines. And our morning show came out in New York, and I basically had to sit there and make sure that nothing went wrong. If something did, I had to call people. And then that eventually started to expand into writing down like what time certain commercials aired. And then that evolved even more into kind of going through the daily logs and segging the music and the imaging together. So, for example, just making sure that there was no gaps or overlaps in between songs or the identifiers. Like, you know, song will come out and then I'll drag some lines so that it fades into the imaging. It'll be like, you're listening to 107.5 KISS FM. And then it'll, like, fade back up into the next song. I got to click through all that and make sure that there was no gaps or overlaps.
So that must have been fun because actually you got to do some hands-on things, which you certainly grew up doing, and I'm sure that a lot of your talents were not being utilized.
Right. Well, and even so, I remember the first week that I was down in Des Moines, they also have a 1460 AM down there. It's a sports station, and they're the flagship station of the Iowa Wild. And literally 5 days into me working there, they asked me to run the board for an Iowa Wild game. And so I texted both Tuckner and Dan. I was like, you're not going to believe this, but I can't get away from running a Wild game on 1460.
Unbelievable. So how long were you in Iowa?
I was down there for about 9 months. Yeah, because I started at the beginning of December, and then I left at the end of August. You know, up till that point, I was learning more and more things about how the big city world of radio works. And even in just that 9 months, I learned so many things that have helped me handle the job I have now here in Albert Lea.
Well, let's talk about the job you have now, because you are in Albert Lea at Power 96, which is KQPR, which is also the radio station that the Massmans purchased, what, a year and a half ago? 2 years ago?
Roughly. So I first heard about it, I was living in Des Moines again last summer when I got a call from Dan. I think it was June 7th. I remember stuff like this. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines like, you know, I'm going to be reaching retirement age in a few years, right? Well, guess what I just did? I bought this radio station in Albert Lea, and I would like you to help me run it. And at first, I was like, you're kidding me. Dan, I'm 21, Dan. Are you sure you got the right number in your phone? But no, he was like, yeah, I would, you know, very seriously like you to help me out with this, and, you know, it'd be, you know, a salaried position and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, this is kind of amazing. I needed a little bit of time to think about it.
I bet you did, Reggie. Yeah, I bet you did.
Am I ready for this even? I mean, I was still barely, I had only done 9 months outside of small town radio. So I was like, do I want to jump into this so soon? But obviously, you know, after a couple of weeks thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I'm going to jump in here and do it.
So tell us a little bit about Power 96.
All right. Well, we're a classic hit station. That's the music side of it, I guess. So along with the music, we have kind of like KDWA does, where you have the local news, local sports and like weather updates, and there's something else too. Oh, we do farm market updates from the Linder Farm Network, and that's a couple of long form shows, one at like 6:10 in the morning and then another one at 12:30 in the afternoon. And it's just kind of agricultural news and stuff, and they produce it right out of Owatonna, and then they send that to all their affiliates, us included. So you kind of get all that, and then we also have Westwood One National News like you guys do, except we get it a little bit differently. We don't take it live at the top of the hour. We're actually able to access a recording of it and then play it back when we want to, so it kind of fits more with, like, you know, when a song gets done, so we don't, like, cut something off in the middle. Going back onto the local sports thing, too, we have started to cover different, you know, local high school sports. We kind of rolled it out a little bit with baseball this past spring with some Albert Lee games and then some of the other schools around here like NRHEG, Blooming Prairie, Alden, Concord, Glenville, Emmons, and places like that. And now, actually, on Friday, we're going to be having our first Albert Lee football game. Our sports guy, Jay Paul, he's having a blast with this, so we're excited to get that going.
So this is really awesome. Tell us about the size of the station, though, and how it compares to KDWA, because that, to me, is fascinating.
It's kind of interesting, and I think this might even be a bit of a learning curve for both me and Dan, in the sense that, you know, up there, Dan kind of has KDWA. We have kind of our set audience that knows. They have a specific way of competing because, you know, I got all those Twin City stations, so you have to offer, you know, Hastings-centric content.
Right, hyper-local.
Right. So down here in Albert Lee, we're actually one of the big fish in the entire area. I think there's only one other station that's, like, bigger as far as wattage. Well, I guess you two if you count the Owatonna one, but between Albert Lee and Austin, they just have one 100,000-watt station over in Austin that's a country format. Other than that, as far as local radio, we're, like, you know, second to that. We're the big guys around here. So it's kind of been an interesting push and pull to figure out that happy medium so that we can still inform the area about what kind of stuff is going on here in Albert Lee and Austin without, you know, neglecting the music too much. We're still figuring it out, but it's coming together.
So tell me what it's been like for you to be the manager, the general manager, because you now are, what, 22?
I'm 22 now, yeah.
What? But, Reggie, in radio years, I would say you're probably 72, right?
Oh, boy. And that's just getting started. Technically, my technical or official job title is operations manager.
Okay.
I think general manager would probably fall to Dan, even, as well as being the owner, because he still makes the even bigger boy decisions than I do around here. So the title that was given to me when I took the job was operations manager, and basically I'm his eyes and ears down here when he's not around.
But you guys get together once a week, is that correct?
Yep, every Wednesday, him and usually, well, yes, and Zach both come down here, and they meet with all the different staff here, anything that might need to be improved or whatever, you know, we all talk it out, and then they head back up to Hastings.
And what are some of the things that you have learned from your new position?
It is not easy being in charge. Not in the slightest. Everything, and I kind of knew this a little bit just from watching Dan over the years when I was, you know, first getting into radio, is that if somebody doesn't do their job, it kind of falls to you, and that's a lot of responsibility.
But you're happy to rise to the occasion, I know.
Oh, yeah, I got this. It's kind of a blessing to have a job that I actually care about. You know, it's not just some boring 9-to-5 where I just go through the motions and like, oh yeah, I'm just doing this to get a paycheck. No, I care about this radio station and I want it to succeed. So I'm driven to make it as good as I possibly can. And I care about like the product that goes out onto the air. It's kind of like KDWA with music, to put it very abruptly short of a descriptor. But yeah, it's pretty much the same feel. You know, we're locally focused. People will come in and talk about different community events they have going on. We're still kind of trying to get a daily thing going with that, but we still have, you know, news updates. But yeah, it's kind of your little community radio station with some music around it.
Oh, Reggie, we're so proud of you and so happy for you. And I know that you have a lot of fans in Hastings that are going to be thrilled to hear what you are up to currently. So yeah. What's been something that has surprised you about yourself?
I suppose this is both kind of surprising and kind of not. People who know me know that I've had insomnia for probably as long as I can remember. And something I've kind of surprised myself with working in radio is how much of a motivator it is for you to wake up in the morning when countless people will hear you mess up. You don't get there in time and the station will catch on fire. So you got to be in there to make sure that everything is all updated and, you know, nothing old goes over the air or anything like that. I ran into that when I worked down in Des Moines too, where if I wasn't there by a certain time, if I don't take care of stuff the day before, it will throw things out of whack, and then it'll fall to me.
We're so happy for you, and we wish you continued success, and we're so glad that you checked in with us. When you are back in Hastings sometime, stop in, because we'd love to see you in person.
Absolutely.
What would you tell your 14-year-old self today?
You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're really shy now, and your thought of public speaking terrified you now, but let me let you in on a little secret, 14-year-old Reggie. When you're inside those four walls, nobody can actually see you. They can only hear you, and that's going to make a huge difference for you in being able to come out of your shell.
And thank you, Dan Massman, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan Massman.
No kidding. Reggie, thanks for calling in today. Reggie Bauer, he is the operations manager of Power 96 KQPR-FM in Albert Lea, and we are grateful for him calling in and taking the time to get us caught up on him. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.